You're listening to SBS News.
25-year-old university dropout Boy and Slut founded the Ocean Cleanup to create a system that catches plastic waste floating in the ocean. His new machine is a floating solar-powered device called the Interceptor. It looks a bit like a covered barge scooping plastic out of rivers as it drifts downstream. Boy and Slut's organisation has been criticised for focusing only on plastic waste already polluting the world's oceans. Experts say 8 million tonnes of plastic waste, including plastic bottles, bags, toys and other items, flows annually into the ocean from beaches, rivers and creeks, endangering marine life. Boy and Slut says three machines have already been deployed and a fourth is heading to the Dominican Republic.
We have now one in Indonesia, we have one in Malaysia, the third one is going to Vietnam, this one is going to the Dominican Republic, and we already have signed agreements with several governments right now to start the scale-up next year, including Thailand and LA.
Isham Hashim from the government of Selangor State in Malaysia says there's a huge problem with plastic waste in the country's rivers.
Our garbage, the collection is about 7,000 tonnes a day, the whole state. The river about 30 tonnes a day, 30 tonnes of garbage per day in that river, the one we are using this. So it's quite huge.
But he says they're happy with the machine.
So it's been used about 1.5 months in the river and it's doing very well collecting the plastic bottles and all the garbage.
Boy and Slut says he believes 1,000 rivers are responsible for some 80% of plastic pouring into the world's oceans, and he wants to tackle them all in the next 5 years. He's appealing for support from countries committing to cleaning up their rivers and from businesses prepared to inject funding and help with the operation of the devices. The vessel is designed to be moored in rivers and the hull slopes away from the intake at the front.
And what you see is that on the front we designed the nose to be able to deflect big objects like trees, which obviously we don't want to get into the machine for damage prevention.
It guides plastic waste into the opening as its bow and a conveyor belt carries the rubbish and drops it into skip bins inside the machine. The vessel sends a text message to local operators when it's full. The machines currently cost about $1.13 million, but Boy and Slut says the economic impact of not picking the plastic out of rivers is higher than the cost of buying and using the machines. Amy Hall, SBS News.